The U.S. outbreak of monkeypox so far has involved people who got infected from pets. NPR has learned that Wisconsin officials are investigating at least three possible cases of human-to-human infection, which might be the first known cases of the disease spreading that way in the United States. If confirmed, experts say the cases will pose new challenges for public health. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
From experience in Africa, where monkeypox sometimes causes epidemics, experts in infectious disease already knew the virus can be transmitted from one person to another, like its less deadly cousin, smallpox. But they hoped it would be mainly an animal-to-human disease in this country. Yesterday, there were signs they may be disappointed. Dr. John Melski of Wisconsin's Marshfield Clinic says the very first American case of monkeypox, a 4-year-old named Cheyenne Coutzer, may have infected one of her caregivers.
A medical assistant who at the Marshfield Clinic acts very much like a nurse had contact with the index case, the young child, Cheyenne. This was long before we knew what disease she had, but she did have direct contact and did hold the child on the 22nd of May.
19 days later, this Tuesday, the medical assistant developed chills, sweats, and fatigue. The next day, one of her close contacts got sick, too.
Her boyfriend, on the 11th of June, had some generalized aches and pains and experienced a shaking, chills with sweats. And he has approximately 6 skin lesions.
Sores that look like blisters that eventually break and crust over. Neither case is confirmed monkeypox, but Melski says for now doctors have to assume they are.
That is sort of the presumption until we have ruled it out. And so we will take every precaution, including keeping him out of work and keeping her out of work.
Meanwhile, a nurse in Milwaukee came down with flu-like symptoms and a rash after caring for a pet distributor with possible monkeypox. The cases are under investigation by state and federal health authorities. David Daigle is a spokesman for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We know that human-human spread can occur, but it's not the most efficient method of transmission. Monkeypox can be spread by direct contact with body fluids in an infected person or with a virus-contaminated object such as bedding or clothing.
Daigle says the CDC had already warned healthcare workers to treat suspected monkeypox cases as though they were dangerously infectious. But the Milwaukee nurse reportedly wore a mask, gloves, and gown when she treated the pet dealer. Melski says he and his colleagues are debating whether they should get smallpox vaccine to reduce their risk of monkeypox. The CDC has advised vaccination for healthcare workers who have unprotected contact with possible cases.
We need to know the details of what exactly unprotected contact means. Does it mean that you breathe the same air that the patient breathes? How close? Same hall, same room? Or does it mean contact with body fluids, which, to the best of my knowledge, makes the most sense from what we know so far. But obviously, no one knows all of the answers.
Those answers won't come easily, but some medical experts think more cases of human-to-human monkeypox may soon appear. Richard Knox, NPR News.